So, Garrett, how should we start this episode?
Well, by doing the same thing we do to start every episode, by trying to take over the world. Digi-world.
Digi-world.
Digital world.
Yes. Okay.
Cool.
And how would you propose that we do that?
I don't know.
I think we
didn't think that far in advance.
I think we should podcast about it.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
Okay.
Is that the end of the skit now? We didn't really establish this.
I think so.
Okay, cool. Hello, and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I am Shin Garrett.
And I am Kit Kat.
And this week is the second half of episode 13, I guess.
Again.
13B.
Although, technically, no one heard it but us.
13-2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
Yes. I don't remember what I named the first one, so I don't know what this one is actually called. I'm looking right now. It was A, so this one's B. 13B.
Well, that's boring. B is for boring.
Well, that's what I came up with.
No, that's fine. I think it is efficient and logical.
Yeah, and Atmon, this week, this episode was Christmas Has Vanished. Calendar Thief. Calendarmon? That, even though it's supposed to be an explanation, I did it in a question, but exclamation. I just did it wrong.
Exclamation?
Don't worry about it.
It's all fine. Don't worry.
Words, English, grammar.
Yes, hopefully no one who listens to this podcast is English as a second language.
I'm going to cut you off before you kind of just go there and just like toss all the shade on me.
No, I'm just saying like it could be confusing to them, but honestly, hopefully not. It seems like it was fairly self-explanatory. Yes.
You know, the whole point of cutting you off was to have you stop, but then you did it anyway.
I don't stop ever, pretty much. Unless Believing? I'm sleeping. I stopped that a while ago, but everything else, not a quitter.
I was making the journey joke, and you made it sad and depressing.
I'm sorry. You can cut that part out, and I can just be like, oh, yeah, Garrett, totally. Oh, what's the rest of that song? Hold on to
it
that.
It doesn't matter theme. Now, because I know.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you have to know, Garrett.
The mood successfully killed.
All right. Take that off my bucket list.
All right. Tell me about this episode, then.
Yeah. So, put me on the clock, I guess?
Yeah, well, did you see, did you hear, did you go ahead and go?
Okay. So, in this episode, an infected Atmon, called Calendarmon, he takes away the 24th and 5th of December from the world's digital calendars, and then everyone freaks the F out and doesn't know how to have Christmas. And so then they pursue him and fix that problem, and Haru's friend Ai, whose dad runs the bookshop and really, really loves Christmas, she prays to the spirit of the tree inside of their bookshop and ends up finding out about Haru and Gatchmon. And then she feeds them in the basement of the store that her father runs, but he doesn't know about the basement. I think that's it.
Okay, I think that was, like, right under the wire.
Oh, good, okay, I got this.
And that sounds about what happens.
Okay, good. That's important.
Yep. Yeah, this was a Christmas episode in July.
Yeah, and like I was looking at the date, and it's not even like they broadcast it in December. They didn't.
No, they did. They broadcasted it on the Christmas Eve.
Huh? What? Oh, I thought it said June. Maybe I can't read.
They broadcasted on Christmas Eve. Were you looking at the O2 episode?
Maybe. Okay, well, I've been schooled in how to read.
Yeah, it was definitely June in the O2 episode.
Yes, okay. Hello, my name is Kat, and I don't know how to read.
Definitely Christmas time.
Oh, yes. Indeed, it was on December 24th, 2016. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now it's July, and we can make Christmas in July jokes.
Yes. The best jokes.
I don't know how that became a thing. I'm not sure why that's a thing.
Ah, capitalism.
Okay, well, that's a shitty reason, so I guess we'll just move on from that. So what... what happens in this episode that is kind of just fillery?
It was just a Christmas special, which, like, yeah.
I don't think I learned about the meaning of Christmas or anything.
I think that's a very American kind of experience, like, theme. I'm not sure that they really worry about the spirit of Christmas in other countries.
But didn't they reference Uncle Scrooge at the end of the episode?
Did they?
Yeah, I'm like 90% sure they did when they redeemed Calendar Man.
Wow, I didn't even notice.
Because like his arc was being a curmudgeon, and then he became less of a curmudgeon.
Okay, that's fair.
And they had like the scene where they depicted him in like the whatever clothes with like the top hat and everything.
You're right. Yes.
I am.
It has been a week since I watched this, and I barely remember my name today, so.
That's fair. So it's an allegory for a Christmas story, but I still don't think I learned the meaning of Christmas from it.
I mean, did you learn the meaning of Christmas from Scrooge, or... oh my god, what is that actually called?
A Christmas Carol?
There you go! Freaking hell.
I'm on top of it today, or you're just not, and it makes me seem like I am.
This, I'm going to say, I don't think it's actually true, but I'm going to say this new medication makes me forgetful. That's going to be my excuse.
I mean, whatever excuse you have to come up with.
Yeah, I think that one works. I'm going to go with that one. I'm actually going to look it up and see if that's true or not, but...
Okay. What else happens? This episode is just more proof that Haru and Yujin are totally going out.
Yeah.
Because there's the part in the beginning where I think he tied the bow in Haru's hair.
Yeah, that's adorable.
So a more canonical of them being a couple. I don't think that was the intended purpose, but that's totally what happens anyway.
I also don't know if Haru knows that that's what's happening.
That's probably true. But, like, at the end of the episode, Yujin looks evil, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that also. But we do get to see Eri in a reindeer costume, which is kind of adorable.
Without the head on it.
I mean, the head was super cute. It was just on the floor.
It was in the background. I thought it was super creepy.
Oh, really? I thought it was cute.
Yes, I wrote down, quote, that reindeer head is fucking scary.
I wrote down, quote, I love the head of the reindeer, unquote.
I don't know if you're just saying that or if you actually did that.
I literally did that, yes. It's literally in my notes.
Literally?
Literally, yes.
Okay.
Also, unusual thoughts or behavior are indeed a side effect, but I don't see memory loss, so...
Guess you can't use that excuse.
Damn it. All right. Maybe memory loss is my unusual behavior. Anyway, And poor Afro Man got his date canceled.
Yep.
That sucks.
Poor Afro Man.
Yes.
So and it kind of just jumps in right away to kind of like, oh, Christmas is gone. Have fun.
Yeah. Well,
I guess there's some eyes like, my dad really likes Christmas and reading and gifts and Christmassy things. But then it's like, Christmas is gone.
Yeah, there's a scene where he's sitting in front of a paper calendar with the dates on it.
We've talked about this, or you've told me about this, and like, I understand this, I'm like, yes, that's a thing, but like, the logistics on a world based on technology where dates are just missing from every calendar ever does have some really bad logistical issues.
I mean, I'm not arguing with that, but I'm just saying, like, also, dates are kind of arbitrary. Like, Christmas is on the 25th of December because Saturnalia, I think it is, but like pagan holidays that they were trying to cover over with Christian holidays, Jesus was probably born sometime in May.
So, right, like, but it's still the date that meaning was given to.
Right, but like, you could move it to the 26th. Nobody's going to cry over that. It's fine.
But like, still, again, the logistics of fixing all of that in a day.
So I'm not disagreeing with you about that. What I'm disagreeing with the show about is that I don't think that people would be unable to have Christmas parties or Christmas dates or that kind of thing because the day was gone. Like,
they might. Like, what? Like, how? If a day if tomorrow disappeared from the calendar and tomorrow was the next day plus one, not to date this episode, what what would you do?
Yes.
Would you do tomorrow scheduled or the day after tomorrow scheduled?
I mean, you would, all the things that are calendar dependent, you would do those. But if it was a holiday that we were trying to make, the government could simply be like, all right, everything will, you know, all schedules will be like they were as if it were a holiday. Everybody just go home. Or they could just be like, well, that's too short of notice. We're going to have Christmas next week and everything could be delayed a week. Like, there's ways around it.
That sounds like it's moving way too fast for government, so I'm going to go with no.
Well, once they canceled Halloween on me as a child, so they moved it back a week.
The government, or just, like, trick-or-treating?
The city government. They moved the trick-or-treating, but, like, it was really, really snowy and cold, and so they were afraid that small children might die. Alone in a snowbank somewhere. So
I think that's different because, like, the day of Halloween still existed.
It's like the opposite of this.
Maybe?
Yeah, because the festivities were gone. The day existed. And in this world, the day was gone, but the festivities still could have existed.
I blinked out for a second. Sure, whatever you say.
Okay, anyway. Also, Haru says this thing that he senses the presence of an Atmon.
Yeah, you can just do that.
Is that a thing he can do now?
Yeah, if you have an Apple driver, you can just do that. I think they actually established that somewhere.
Huh, alright. Well, I'm into it.
Yeah, it's with the power set of, if you have an Apple driver, you can see, un-app-realized Atmon.
So you can see them. It's not necessarily that you can sense their presence.
Maybe he's gotten better so he can sense them now.
Maybe. Also, did you, notice, Calendarmon's waifu?
Okay, good. I'm glad you brought this up, because I was going to bring up how Calendarmon's totally horny on main.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I'm like, this is really weird. And then I went, is that an actual anime character, or am I just perceiving that because I'm watching an anime, or is it is actually a real girl?
Like, okay, and did you solve this?
No, not at all. I had the thought.
Well, that's important, I guess.
It could go either way, honestly. Like, flip a coin, I guess.
And these are the calendars that Ai's dad has in the, like, back of the shop, right?
I mean, like, it wasn't the worst thing. Like, it's not as bad as you're making it out to seem.
What am I making it out to seem? I don't understand. Wasn't, like, revealing boobaliciousness?
I guess I was. I am just insinuating that it is not as fanservice-y as you would seem to make out words failing.
You know, Garrett, maybe I'm just trying to get people to watch the episode.
Now you're just doing it to confuse me, and now I'm also going to look it up, and it's just going to be the cover art for this episode.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I think that's a good cover art. We should call this episode Calendar Man's Waifu.
That's pretty good. Actually, looking at this, like, this is even less worse than I remembered.
Less worse?
Yeah. Oh, that's just like a dress.
Yeah, I never said it was a bad thing. Do waifus have to be, like, naked
No,
chicks?
But... I just remembered what it was extremely incorrectly.
You're the one being horny on Maine.
No, I just remembered it extremely incorrectly.
Your subconscious is being horny on Maine.
I think because it's a subconscious, that's actually not possible.
Horny on alternate.
I mean, it was more just I expected Japan to be worse here, and they weren't.
It is a kid's show, like, although if I remember right, it kind of looks like she's wearing a onesie. Not a onesie. What's the word I'm looking for? Like a lingerie thing. Not a onesie. That's a different thing.
I don't even know what word you're looking for.
I don't know. A teddy, right? A nightgown type of dealy?
No, it's just like a dress.
All right, you definitely have to get a picture of this because I am also apparently misremembering.
See, you're doing the exact same thing, so take that.
Maybe we were in another universe, and it was, and when we watched it, and now we're in a different universe where it's not.
So are you saying we're in a parallel universe where everything is the same except the image in this one episode?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I mean, like, I buy it, but... No, I guess there's no but. I just buy that.
All right, headcanon accepted.
All right. I could have sworn it was worse.
Also, this fucking bookstore is so goddamn weird, like... They have a giant tree in the middle of it.
Well, it's yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess it is kind of weird that there's, like, a real growing tree in the middle of it.
Yes.
I uploaded this image for you to see, actually.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Wait with us, readers, listeners, Olivia.
Oh, yeah. Filling in silence is probably a thing that should
on
be
Slack?
Doing.
No, on Discord.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go. You're getting there.
I'm good at this now. So good. Hold on, my Discord's taking a moment.
That's fine, I guess.
Anyway, we should keep talking about this episode probably. Yeah, but okay, so there's a giant tree in the middle of the bookstore, which means like sap and leaves and things are going to be falling all over their products. And
I mean,
how does it get enough light?
They just clean it real good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This is totally not what I remembered at all.
See? You're giving me the hard time.
You know what I think it is, though? I think it's because she's got on a white collar type of deal and then she's got like cuffs that are white and her arms are basically
Maybe.
Bare. And so it sort of looks weird
oh
in the
my,
2 seconds.
Do you know what that is?
What?
That's Matt's turtleneck tank top.
I mean, she does have like a cold shoulder thingy going on with the sleeves, but oh no, wait. No, I think they're just ribbons.
Exactly how
she just got ribbons tied around her arms. How's her dress staying up? All right.
I assume. Well, there's a belt.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But that's basically Matt's turtleneck thing from 01.
It's a callback.
I mean, it's not, but for the sake of this joke, it is.
All right.
Wow. Yes. That's really weird.
Yes. Okay, so anyways, they have this giant tree in the bookstore, and then also relatively young children can just get inside after hours. Like, they didn't trip any alarms, they didn't, you know, have to sign in anywhere, nobody knew they were there, they snuck in.
That's fine, I guess.
I mean, it's not fine. I guess maybe it's because, like, no one cares about a bookstore anymore, like, they all have Kindles. Possibly. They don't need books, so, like, no one's gonna rob a bookstore.
I'm kind of just like, it's a bookstore. There's plenty of worse places for your kids to sneak in after hours.
I think it's not the kids you're worried about normally, but yeah.
Yeah. So that happens. And then I just like the thing where she's praying to the tree. Because that was a plot point somewhere in there.
And she calls it Holy Spirit-san, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. And then Gatchaman ruins the entire thing by not just pretending to be the Holy Spirit. Like, yes. That should have totally just been, like, his thing. Like, that would have been totally in character for him to do.
Yes.
But no, he had to show up and be like, look at me, I'm a Gatchaman. And ruin it. Now it's ruined. And I guess I knows about Atmon now, which I guess is plot point.
Yeah, I guess.
That's
and
fine.
Then they fight Calendarmon, and he takes them to Calendar World?
Yeah. At some point, Haru calls Ari and Astra, too, so they show up as well.
Right. Yes. This is all very strange.
But then Calendarmon takes them to Calendar World, which I assume is just his AR field place.
Probably. Which makes me wonder, like, was every one of these places just a something or other world?
I don't know.
Interesting.
So then, like, his thing is he makes people remember, or he manipulates dates to make emotions happen, I guess.
Kind of, yeah. That was interesting. He's like, it's summer break. Oh, no, it's the school year. God forbid.
Yeah. So for Astra, yeah, it's like, oh, it's summer break. Oh, it's not summer break. You didn't do any of your homework. So, like, he's, like, lost in his own world. For Ari, whoever, a female character, it's, Calendarmon reminds her of the date where she tried out to be a drama heroine. And, like, did I say that right? Heroine?
Yeah.
Heroine? It sounds like the drug.
It is. It's, yes, that's how
it's the same thing, isn't it?
I mean, they're not the same thing, but it's pronounced the same.
But it's pronounced, that's context, that's the important part.
Yes.
It's
the opposite of Polish and Polish.
Yes. That is also funny, but she was trying out for female hero part, and I find this extremely hard to believe that she would not just have been given that part for how constantly she wants to punch everything. Like, I feel like she would have probably nailed it.
Well, so, like, when you direct a movie, you can have her in it.
I guess?
You don't seem convinced.
No, I have a lot of questions. Anyway, and then Haru tries to fallacy it into bringing the days back.
Yeah, which also I have some things to say about. How does a self-respecting calendar app not know that February 31st isn't a real day?
It was in the moment.
I guess, but like, I would not trust my dates and my schedule to a calendar that didn't know that at all times.
I mean, it's not 2045 yet, so AIs have not surpassed humans yet, so it's fine.
Although this reminds me of a tangent, which is that in the Lord of the Rings universe, the Hobbit's calendar, the way that it works, I think there's never the first of the month never falls on a Friday or something. And so when they want to say something's never going to happen, they say, oh, that'll happen on, you know, Friday the 1st or something like that. And I wish we had that in English, but I think this is the closest thing we have with the Gregorian calendar is that, is this the Gregorian calendar?
I don't know.
I'm having a moment. Anyway, I wish this is the closest thing we have is like these dates in February that never actually happen.
Gotcha. So I was hoping we would resolve this by just outsmarting the calendar, but apparently the show decided we had to have a fight instead.
Yeah.
So Haru used his fancy new chip to just summon Dogachimon that way instead of app-linking.
Dogachi.
So that makes it better for some reason. It's better now. There is a reason for it. Austin had tried to explain it to me like 4 times, and I just haven't retained it yet. Because it's still kind of dumb.
Well. Yeah, I don't know.
I was also secretly hoping that the calendar was a 7 code.
Yeah, well, I guess they can't all be 7 codes.
I mean, like, it felt like there was almost a theme where basic apps were kind of 7 codes. Because, like, the email app and the trash can app were both 7 code. And I'm like, oh, okay, email's common, recycling bin's common. You know, Rapporimon is kind of out there, but, like, video game mon, like, that's fine. That kind of checks out.
But now they've ruined it with the calendar not being a 7 code?
Yeah. Yeah, now they just killed it.
Sorry about that. I also wrote this down because I was very confused. Calendarmon makes this comment when Haru's like trying to get him to trick him into changing the days back or whatever. And he says that he wouldn't want to give Christmas back to the humans, that Mary, M-A-R-Y, Santa, and the red flower will go back to them. What in the hell? I assume he's talking about poinsettia.
Maybe.
And I'm not sure who Mary is, unless he's talking about, like, the Virgin Mary.
I would assume?
Poinsettia. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Anyway.
But yeah, so then they win, and then they end up in the basement of the bookstore, which is giant.
Yes.
And only I knows about it for some reason.
Yes, I have some concerns about this. Her father, who owns the bookstore, doesn't know.
And took it over from his father.
Right. Doesn't know that there's a basement.
Or maybe he just doesn't care. I don't know.
Well, she very much says he doesn't know about the basement.
But that could be like, fuck, what's the narrative thing called where the narrative can give you false information?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a term for it. Unreliable narrator. There we go. I got there.
Yes, that's true.
We could assume that I is the words that I just said and immediately forgot.
An unreliable narrator.
That one. And her dad just does know about it, but it's whatever. He doesn't use that part. Probably because it's hidden by a secret bookcase shelf.
I guess.
But yeah, so then yay, the Appmon kids have a secret base now, I guess. Yay. And then Eugen's looking evilly at the calendar.
Yes.
And that was the episode.
Yes. Except can you help me? I wrote down this sentence at the very end, and I don't know what it means. It says, okay. Haru, that's creepy as fuck, and I don't know what he did.
I don't remember.
It's gonna bother me.
Are you sure you weren't confusing it with Eugen?
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, he was creepy as fuck at the end of that.
I mean, it could be. Haru could have done something creepy as fuck.
Yeah, I just don't know what. I feel like a really bad podcaster. I was very prepared last week, you guys. But, yeah. Then I had a week in between and did some drugs, I guess. Like,
That's fine.
Prescribed ones, but, yeah. Yes.
No, yeah, the last thing Haru does is like, man, this sure is a great Christmas present to get a secret base. Which, like, yeah, like, mood.
Yeah, so I guess maybe I meant Eugen.
Yeah. Probably. Oh, no, wait, there's the thing at the end where his Apple driver's being weird.
Oh,
and then something's calling out for him, and it's
yes. So it wasn't Haru that was doing something creepy. It was like, that's very creepy, poor Haru. I guess I should have made my sentence make more sense. Yeah, that ending was like, what is happening? Put that thing in a different room. God only knows what it's gonna do next.
Yeah, who knows. But yeah, that's the episode.
Yes.
All right, and I guess I did say in the outro for last time's episode that we'd read an email. So Kat.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I need a number. And the numbers you can choose between are 10, 9, 8, 6, and 2.
9. So they're all even. 10, 9, 8, 6, and 2. Yeah, so they're all even. How about 9?
Okay. Okay, so this is from Fletch. Going into the Fletch email archives.
Hi, Fletch!
And this one says, this week, Oprah went Super Saiyan in A Wrinkle in Time. Boy, that sure dates this email. and it got me wondering the obvious. Who is the Vegeta of Digimon? Thanks in advance. It's Matt.
Okay. Well, that solves that real quick.
Yeah, it's Matt.
Are there no other, I don't know all the series. Is there no other series where someone comes, it's that blonde, nope, she's redheaded? The chick with the fox, Digimon in,
Are you thinking Tamers with Rika and Renamon?
Her. Because she's, like, quiet and kind of a jerk. I've seen 4 episodes of that show, maybe, so I could be wrong.
Okay. If you say so.
No, that's what I say. I don't know. I don't think Matt's, like, cool enough to be Vegeta, frankly.
Vegeta's not cool.
Vegeta's cool. What are you talking about? I mean, he's got a weird-looking face, but, yeah. Head. Weird head. But, you know. He's cool. You don't think Vegeta's cool? All right. I mean, what do you think of Krillin? You think Krillin's cool?
No.
Oh, I really like Krillin. What about Piccolo?
I don't know. I don't like Dragon Ball that much, to be honest.
Boy, you don't have to like Dragon Ball to know who the characters are and have opinions on them.
But no, I don't particularly care too much, so I don't actually have opinions.
Okay, all right. Does the letter say anything else?
No, that was it.
Oh. Very terse writing there, Fletch. Good job. Excellent.
Trunks is pretty okay. He has a sword. Swords yes. are cool.
And purple hair, which makes him all right in my book.
Yeah. Is that like a thing? Do you, are you part of a club when you have purple hair?
Not that I know of. I'm part of the DSA and some other stuff, but not the Purple Hair Club.
Okay.
It just
that's all I got.
Happens to be purple. I like purple hair.
Yes. Yeah?
Should we read another letter?
We can if you'd like.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, the numbers are 10, 8, 6, and 2.
Let's go with 2.
Okay. Again, this is from Fletch. Spoilers. Hi to all you guys and dolls. From what height could a Digifall for Gravity's Kiss make shattered bones crawl? Or does the digital world have fall damage enabled? What engine does it run on? Can we tweak the various physics settings or .ini configurations to customize it? We know it's hackable as data, but how far does that go?
Sounds like a question for the programmer, not the social scientist.
Okay. I'm going to assume no, we don't have fall damage enabled, because I think many people would have been dead by now.
That does seem accurate, yes.
As for what engine does it run on, what would the... I assume the digital world is really just running off of mainframes. Just because the digital world is technically created when there's internet, I guess. So I guess mainframes would make sense. And it kind of just went from... That's not really an engine, though. That's more of a where... it changes. Or optionally the Unreal Engine. I'm gonna go with it changes more, though.
It
runs
changes,
on its own proprietary digital world engine. There we go. I got to an answer.
An excellent. Yes.
And I'm going to assume the configuration files are write protected, so you can't change them to customize it.
The other thing I might say, though, is that Ken does hack stuff, but it takes him an awfully long time for someone who's supposedly a huge genius. So maybe they are, but just not easily. And nobody's
maybe, but
bright
I feel
enough
like,
to do it.
I feel like the things Ken hacks are not physics settings or things of that...
caliber.
Of the caliber or magnitude was the other word I was looking for.
Yes. I mean, that makes sense, but like maybe it's possible in theory, just not in practice.
Maybe. I would assume the digital world kind of works like how ISOs work in future Tron stuff, where the code is always changing and rewriting itself on its own. So, probably possible, but the chances of it happening due to its self-changing data is slim. Yeah, did it. I fit in a later Tron reference.
Nice, nice.
Nailed it. That's all I got.
Okay.
I thought the second Tron movie was pretty good.
I don't remember. Did we see it together?
Yep. Sure did.
Okay, I do remember parts of it.
That's good.
Yes. You still love me, right?
Mm. Yep.
Okay, good. I wrote 2 haiku this time.
Okay. Oh, I gotta do outro stuff okay. first, though, don't I?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go for it.
That's how that works, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, and where there's links to all of the things, and you can send emails to therightsmallnetwork@gmail.com, and we'll read them like we did with these Fletch emails. where I had these saved for situations like this. But if you just send it in, we just read it too.
Yeah, exactly. And we like fan mail.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll even do voices.
You are more than welcome to.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I think that's it. So now you can hit us with a haiku.
Okay. So the first one is from last episode. And it says, "Deep, dark, digi-sea saturates my eyes and soul. Be our bride, Queen Kari." And the second one, if you have no reaction to that.
I was just processing.
Okay.
I was just remembering how weird the O2 episode was.
Yeah, yeah, it was a thing. Honestly, if I were going to recommend just one episode of all the ones we've watched so far, it would be that one.
That's fair. Yeah. I was also just thinking about that sweet, sweet city I got.
You do. Very sweet city. Mm-hmm. Did you need a moment to think about your city?
No, we're good. You can go ahead and do the next one.
My other one says, "Where did Christmas go? Calendar mon, you bad boy. Paper dates don't lie."
It's definitely true what you said. And this is the part where I'm like, I don't remember what we do after this. And then I think I'm just like, oh yeah, the Digivolution totally knows that February 30th doesn't exist. And good time?
Yes. And good night. Goodbye. Good night. Goodbye. I'm going to go with goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay. And stop?